Golly Ollie Poogle Dawkins by Opus Van de Uplichter. Crumbunctious autocrats in floral attires sit sipping champagne and pissing on fires, while telling tall tales of being oppressed for being well-mannered and so finely dressed. Well-versed in the facts, they sputter like weasels about the medicinal profits of measles, and singing an ode to the old good days lost, which one fellow dressed plainly presumes to accost. Says he, "All's not lost, and the world is well, for the most part, and not at all buried in hell. We've food in our bellies, and churches built tall, and people of all kinds are free without wall. We sit sipping champagne and pissing on fires. Our clothes are not rags, we are richly attired. Our wives hold grand parties, and we eat fish eggs raw, that are shipped here from as far as old Shangri-La. Our coffers flow over with profits galore. When's the last time you had to go to the store? We feast every night till we roll down the hall, drunker than drunk and polluting the stall. We're free to believe whatever we choose, and our companies run while we dare to snooze. Nothing's beyond us or out of our grip, not even ditchweed or coke or catnip. Yet here we complain, and we gripe, and we moan, even though we've nothing at all to bemoan. All day long we sit sour like grumps, feeling oppressed and down in the dumps. Our power is limitless, we've the masses in thrall. They bow to our will, and that is not all. We ignore our advisers, who've knowledge well earned, as well as those books we yesterday burned. So why the tall tales of being oppressed? So some commoners say we have sins unconfessed. So what if they can't see us as more than old grumps? Maybe they're sore about having the mumps. With pontificatious expressions of woe, the others condescend to pity their foe, for being so nescient on the gains got by mumps, that they forget to chastise his choice of black pumps. Yet they call him a scoundrel, a sinner, a liar, and proceed with haste to set him on fire. Another log, smelling foul, goes into the flame, and they swear on their lies to say never his name. They flump back on their sofas, and creak with cleeks and with groans, 5 tons of flab moved by brittle old bones, wheezing and whining in their floral attires, sipping on champagne and pissing on fires.